Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, NFL writer, lead NFL writer for CBS Sports, Will Brinson with the Bull and the Fox. Will, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing all right. I mean, obviously, we're a little bummed out about the Big Ten.
Will's an NC State fan.
What are you bummed out about? Jim Harbaugh.
Right, he's not going to lose this year. That's true. Hey, Will, I'm curious. You know, if every conference ends up canceling, and that could happen. You know, maybe some of them will play, but. Do you think there's any – if they do try to play in the spring, and that may not happen, but do you think – I know the NFL has said in the past they won't move the draft, but if everybody does end up playing in the spring, do you think they'll change their mind?
I think that they would absolutely consider doing it on June 2nd based on, you know, what the CBA language allows them if they negotiate it with the players' union and all that. But, I mean, you know, if you do that – so, I mean, here's the problem. The NFL – I mean, does treat college football like its little, you know, little brother feeding system. And in, you know, in return, college football is willing to pretend like it's not a complete sham designed to put pockets in the money of administrators and the NCAA. That's a different topic. But, I mean, I think the problem is that the NFL is not going to want to sacrifice an entire – after losing an offseason, is not going to want to sacrifice half of an offseason to college football players when the reality is that a lot of these guys – I think, who are potential early round picks, are probably not going to be that interested in playing in the spring. I mean, I guess he's a different cat who died for Dabo. Maybe Justin Fields does it. I'm not, you know, but if I'm a potential first round pick, I'm not going to go out there and play for nothing in a spring league with the draft looming in June when, you know, I mean, you tear an ACL and it's not like you tear an ACL in September and the draft's in May. I mean, you know, this is, you tear an ACL in April and the draft in June, you're going to lose. I mean, if you're a first round pick, you're going to lose like $5 to $10 million, if not more. I mean, that's a lot to ask from these guys. So I think they would push it back maybe as far as June 2nd, but I think the NFL is more than likely going to continue on its current pace and let college football figure stuff out on its own.
Will Brinson's with CBS Sports. Will, you're down in ACC country. I know you're an NC State fan, I believe. Do you think the ACC, SEC, Big 12 play?
Well, I mean, as somebody who's got Trevor Lawrence and now Mac Brown in his conference, I'm kind of ambivalent. No, I'm just kidding. I think they will try to play. And I'm just curious what, like, I mean, I think Ohio State's president, Gene Smith, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he come out today and say the science snuck up on us? What is he talking about? This thing's been here since March. What do you mean it snuck up on you? Like, I mean, do your job. You know, like you're in charge of of not just student athletes, but thousands of students. I mean, what is happening here? How could you get caught off guard? And like, additionally, what is the science that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have that the SEC and ACC don't? Or what is the science that the SEC and ACC have that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 don't? I think that the ACC and SEC will keep pushing it back as far as possible. At the end of the day, though, and I've said this for weeks and really months, the liability of trotting out thousands of unpaid laborers to generate profit for your athletic department, however noble those laborers may find themselves in their pursuit of winning football games, and then having them, you know, develop short or long-term health issues as a result of playing for your football team, the liability for that is in the billions of dollars. And the people who run – this is not about politics. It's not about all that. It's about liability. These schools will not blow themselves up to play a year of football and to ruin the NCAA's amateurism sham over this season and run the risk of facing class action lawsuits down the road. I firmly believe that. I don't think they'll play, but obviously it's more likely than the Big Ten or Pac-12.
We're talking with Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL writer. Will, let's talk about the NFL. There's a lot of unknowns there. We do know I'm at least convinced that the NFL is going to play no matter what, like we've seen with baseball, even though the Cardinals haven't played for 2 weeks and we've had the issue with the Marlins. The NFL's big business. They're professionals. They're getting paid. They had the option to opt out. I think no matter what, the NFL will push through for a full season. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with the caveat that, one, we're starting on time. Week one is a go.
Yeah.
Barring some kind of crazy outbreak at these training camps. I mean, look, credit to these NFL players. But 58 guys have tested positive? That's insanely low. It's remarkably low. These guys treated it like a job. And they came to training camps, and they're in this training camp bubble. And I think we'll play on time. I think the product will be crazy sloppy for the first month. I think there's a possibility that in that first month we see a bunch of positive tests. As you know, guys are in and out of their bubbles, and kids are back at school, and they're playing different teams. And I think there's a possibility that we go to 12 games at some point. But I think the NFL will play a full season and will hoist a trophy. Somebody will hoist the trophy at the end of the year. Maybe they have to manipulate some stuff along the way, whether it's move Thursday games to Saturday if college football is gone, et cetera, et cetera. Go to 12 games. My colleague John Breach has a great story on CBSSports.com. where he like lays out this crazy plan for two different 7-week seasons, and then like a loser's bracket for the number one seed. But I think that the NFL, because like baseball, they'll be creative and they'll figure out a way to get it done. I just don't know what a full season necessarily looks like.
We're talking with Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL writer. Will, let's talk about the Browns specifically. Obviously, there was a lot of hope last year. We hyped them up big time, and they fell on their face. They were awful. Now we think
they – I told you guys.
You did.
I did. I came out here, and I got yelled at, and people were like, this guy just won't let us have any hope. And I was like, I go to NC State. I root for NC State. Let me tell you about fall. I actually have hope for the Browns this year. It's a post-hype. Yeah. It's time for some post-hype action. Freddie Kitchens was clearly a mistake.
Oh,
I think we can all admit that. Kevin Stefanski has never been a head coach before, so you can't guarantee he'll be successful. But if you follow his trajectory as a coach and you sort of look at how he operates, I think he's going to lean into the strength of the Cleveland Browns. He's going to have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt run the ball. They go out and get Jack Conklin. You know, you draft a guy in the first round, so your tackles are solidified. And more importantly, unlike Freddie Kitchens, he's going to lean into the strengths of Baker Mayfield. He's not going to try and rebuild this offense on the fly to like be crazy and cool and combine the air raid with, you know, the spread offense. No, I mean, he's going to cater to Baker Mayfield's strengths. He's going to roll him out.
Right.
He's going to run the football. He's going to let him use play action. He's going to utilize RPOs and stuff like that. And he's going to be aggressive on fourth down, I would think. And he's going to do play action on first down. He's going to throw on first down. And it'll look like a professional football team if everything goes to plan. The one concern I would have is that with the shortened offseason, there's, you know, whole new offense, young quarterback, new pieces on the offensive line, you know, new head coach. That is concerning in a shortened offseason. I don't know that I would peg the Browns to be like a hot starting team, but I think that it'll be a lot better than they have been in years past.
Yeah, speaking of which, you talk about the offensive line pieces. You know, Jack Conklin at right tackle is a veteran, not really worried about him. But Jedrick Wills is a rookie, and he's moving to left tackle after playing right tackle in college. How concerned would you be about that?
Well, I would be concerned, except last year, right before the season, the Browns cut their starting left tackle because they knew he was so bad that nobody would pick him up. So this has to be better.
No doubt. No,
I mean, yeah, it's, it's no, I mean, it's definitely concerning. I think it's and for whatever reason, I get all those tackles who were drafted in the first round. Their names are all like quasi similar. I have a hard time remembering who went where.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like Tristan Wirfs, Jedrick Wills. They're
right.
All, you're scared you're going to say the wrong, but yeah, I mean, I think Wills can acclimate. I think he can acclimate quickly. I think, again, you're not going to see, like, you know, Kevin Stefanski's not going to purposely put him in spots where, you know, he's going to fail. I think that's one of the things that you saw with Freddie Kitchens is he was just sort of trying to do what he did and hope that everybody, it worked well with everybody else. I think you're going to see Kevin Stefanski, you know, whether he has to, you know, like keep a tight end on that side, you know, whether they slide protection to the left and let, you know, Conklin stand up on an island or something like that. They've got these tight ends there, plenty of them, plenty of athleticism. You know, you can utilize play action to keep the defense from getting on its, you know, getting on its toes and getting downfield. And so I think that will be, coaching can make a huge difference in that. But yeah, of course, you know, a shortened offseason, a rookie starting left tackle, it is not a formula for, necessarily a formula for success in the past.
Will Brinson with us, CBS Sports, senior NFL writer. Will, I was saying yesterday that I think the Browns' upside offensively, if it all goes well, is as high probably as any team in the NFL except for maybe Kansas City. I think if you look at running back, wide receiver, tight end, I believe the Browns are the most talented team in the league. Am I nuts?
Running back, wide receiver, and tight end. The
combined.
Most talented team in the league.
Yes.
Yeah. Most talented. Yeah, that's probably fair. I mean, Odell, Jarvis, Hooper, Njoku, Chubb, and Kareem Hunt. I mean, that's a 6-2 deep at each of those positions. So, I have no problem with that. I mean, I don't know that statement will look true in 6 months or whatever. But, you know, I mean, if they get the most out of them, yeah, they're the most talented. The question is, can they get the most out of them?
That's a good question.
Hey, let me ask you this question. You know, as we move into the season here, big storyline is in Tampa Bay with Tom Brady now joining some great talent at wide receiver. They've got a great offense. I think Tom's going to have a lot of success with Bruce Arians. How do you see this whole thing playing out this year? Who has a better season, the Patriots or the Buccaneers?
If I had to guess, I would probably say the Buccaneers because they have a known commodity at quarterback. Even in the new, both are in a new system. The wide receiver. Although, actually, you know what? The Buccaneers might give the Browns a run for their money. Wide receiver, running back, and tight end. The running backs are the Browns went handily, but I think it's at least worth a discussion. All that talent on offense. You know, I would take the Buccaneers, but man, I do not like betting against Bill Belichick and what he can do with a healthy Cam Newton in a division that doesn't profile like it's going to be that good.
Will, good stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Hopefully better days ahead, man. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Seriously, guys. Talk to you soon, and hopefully we have football.
Yeah, we hope so. Will Brinson, CBS Sports, senior NFL writer.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.